Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
What's up, friends? I've got another edition of Who Are These Zanes, where Ben Glaze and myself, EZ, review old material of various shows that I've done in years past. You can check this free clip out, and the full show is available on Patreon, my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it out for 7 days free. This is a guaranteed no risk to you trial. You sign up. You do have to put in a payment form. But then after you do that, go ahead and cancel it. Okay. You're still going to get the 7 days free. That way you can go in there, listen to old episodes of Who Are These Zanes or Who Are These Free Beers or the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. I do so much on Patreon. It's just available for you to check out for free for 7 days and see if you like it. Then, after the 7 days expires, you're like, you know what? I think I like it. I think I want more. You then just go and sign up again for $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month gets you all the audio, and $10 a month gets you the audio, the video, the live streams, and everything. So there you go. That's how I do it. If you want, you check it out and enjoy. But if not, that's fine, too. I just like that you're listening to this free clip from this latest edition of Who Are These Zanes?
Tune, man, rocking and rolling you.
Yes, we are loud and clear and live as hell, man.
Live as hell.
We're live,
man.
As hell.
Rock and roll karaoke.
Why did I say karaoke?
Shut up, bitch!
What's the problem?
What the fuck, Ben?
Tripping over my tongue.
Hey, faithful!
We're gonna have jerky all over our face, man.
You'll want to get drenched by this storm.
Chapow!
Dusty way, there's more to come.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a lot more to come.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to another edition of Who Are These Zanes? The 44th edition of Who Are These Zane. Ben Glaze is here. Ben, how are you?
I'm great. Excited.
How was your reviewing?
Oh, it was really good. This is from an era that I have not heard before.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
You've heard us talk about 104.5 The Bone before, right?
Yes, okay. Of course.
So yeah, there we were doing our thing. This was the show that after I got fired at the one station in Tennessee, I was lucky enough to join up with them. And this is at about a time when Greg and Chris are still most of the voices that you hear. But
right.
As the morning progresses, you hear me more and more. I'm supposed to be there as like a support person or a producer, but
okay.
Eventually we hit it off and started having more fun. So this show comes to us from mid-December of the year 2001, almost at 2021. 2001, and you said you got a lot of clips out of this, right?
Yeah, 20 of them to be exact. It was a lot of fun listening to this audio because, like I said, I've never heard it before. So it was interesting.
This was the point because we've, bounced around different eras. But this was the point, since you're hearing all three of us talk, that Greg was still doing that.
Oh, that's highlighted in my first clip.
It's so weird because that tendency. I think everybody, at least back then, did it. Like, it's, I don't know why we turned out a black and blue.
Well, I don't know. I feel like you and Hot Wings talk pretty normally, and then he's doing his thing.
I think maybe Hot Wings never did it, but I know that when I, on those, like, if you remember those early clips when I was doing, Cecil with a Y.
Oh, yeah.
All that. It has to do with amount of time on the air and experience, I think. But not everybody does it. Some people just, like you, I don't ever recall hearing you going no, or anything like that.
But I wasn't on the microphone. I guess, well, and I never really heard that before I start. Like, I remember listening to you guys just talking normally, so.
Right, right. You may not be comfortable in various clips, but at least you're not going,
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll take it away, because you have the floor for this whole show, because I did a horrible job of getting clips. So thank God you actually did some work. I appreciate that. So here you go. The floor is yours. You got 20 clips to break down.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to start off. This might be the beginning of the show. I'm not quite sure if it's just the beginning of an hour. But get ready for puke voice free beer and the emphasis on 4 in 104.5.
It's a crock that really rocks. It's 104.5. The Bone. We are free beer and hot wings.
Have you ever heard the story about that?
Kind of. I mean, yeah. It's kind of like the from Private Parts. Also, yeah. WNBC.
Well, the station that we were competing with,
yeah,
was the station that fired me.
Right.
103.5.
Okay.
The boss at the time, he goes, "All right, guys, it's very important that we emphasize the 4, because no one will know otherwise what they're listening to." And whatever. 104.5.
Was this like new? Was this a new format or something on this radio station?
Yeah. Okay. I'll never forget it, because they came into town and they took a country station that was on that same signal and put this rock station on.
Oh, okay.
And nobody saw it coming. All right. But those fuckers, right away, they got a tremendous amount of audience share. And because I guess the radio station that I was at was asleep at the wheel. So it was a really hot prospect at the time when they signed up.
Wow. Damn. So immediate competition.
Yeah, yeah. It was bad. It was ugly. I was so goddamn pissed at them over that. I was like, son of a bitch. And then when I went over to work over there, I was like, hey, you don't seem so bad. I think I want to work with you. But and it worked out for a little while.
Right.
So that's about it. 01 to 16, and that was it. Did you hear that Greg and the Free Beer and Hot Wings show got nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now,
that's interesting.
You know,
that's this year's Hall of Fame, not, or is it?
It's
the Hall of Fame forever.
I'm not exactly sure. I'm pretty sure it's the one that every year they award shows. It's called a Legacy Award, though. They put in a show for their entire body of work.
Do you realize how dumb that question was that I asked?
Yeah, it sounded like shit. I forgot what you said. Something about regular or this year.
This year's. Like, yeah, they have a Hall of Fame for each year. No, they just have inductees every year. Fucking idiot.
Oh, fuck. So that's great. I think the interesting thing about those awards, though, is two of the shows that are up for the award are both Peter Kosan from Compass Media shows.
Oh,
And you have to make a large donation.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if you want your show, one of the things you have to do is lobby for it.
Okay.
And it's not like people vote, you know, well, I guess they do, but to get nominated, basically, if you have the money, you can get nominated.
Ah.
Like, if there's some shithead show around here that wants to get nominated and they pay enough money to the National Radio Hall of Fame, they can be nominated.
Wow. Okay. So, kind of like getting your star on the Walk of Fame.
Exactly. You got to pay for it.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, like you said earlier, it's the middle of Christmas, or middle of December, so it's almost Christmas. And you have a tree that's an embarrassment.
I'm Free Beer.
I'm Hot Wings.
Eric Zane here as well on this early Monday morning. Another work week. It's like 5 minutes to Christmas.
I know. It's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. I'm going to do all of my Christmas shopping today.
No, you are.
Not. All of it.
Oh, you lie.
Yep.
No way.
Got the list in the truck.
Come on.
Gonna go out, start, get it done, and then go home and beg my wife to wrap everything.
Did you hear me cracking up?
Yep.
That's the plan.
Oh, God.
Because otherwise everybody's getting stuff in paper sacks.
You should see our Christmas tree.
Why?
It's an embarrassment. It looks like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. I picked this thing out, and I don't know what I was thinking, but there's dead branches all over the place, and there's like, and all our ornaments are busted because a dog ate them. So there's like three ornaments on the whole GD tree.
Yes, I pulled that because it was like the intro to you, basically, from this show.
Yeah, you know, that it's everything is, oh my God, can you believe it? And it's really right. No different than what I do now. You know, just kind of like speaking in a hyperbole, making a big deal out of everything, but
right,
whatever. And that story probably ended with like that. There was probably nothing more to it other than,
true.
Hey, everybody,
my
tree looks like shit. There wasn't like a punchline at the end or anything.
No, there wasn't.
All right, that's it. My free clip of Who Are These Zanes? The full show available on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, free for 7 days. Thanks for checking this out, folks. Bye-bye.